What's up? Straight from the 90s, it's your boy Josh. No. Welcome everybody to the Josh Robinson Show. I am your host Josh. I'm going to do this entire podcast while wearing sunglasses. You know why? Because I want to. It's been a challenging weekend for me and the rest of the former Brainbuster Radio team members. It has been interesting to say the least. And this show is not going to be about that. This show is going to be about having a little bit of fun, making people laugh, which was my original intention of starting podcast and starting to have like an online presence or whatever the fuck you want to call it. Welcome to the Josh Robinson Show. I thank you for everything this week, or this weekend, I should say, these last 3 or 4 days. Thank you for everything. The support and the love has been the main takeaway from this for me personally. I am not upset. I've stated my stuff all in the previous podcast that I did. The issue is no more. We can just continue to move forward, continue to do what I want to do. And that's just to have some fun with everybody on wrestling Twitter or just whatever. You know what you come to love with this show, and that's its variety. It is something different that I like to really just exercise in and not really talk about wrestling too much. This episode, I don't know what this is going to be. Yesterday, I put out a little tweet or a little video on Twitter saying, give me some suggestions on what to do. I just want some nonsense for half an hour or so and just to kind of chit-chat and do whatever. So that's where these came along. These were just sitting next to me. I'm like, why not just do a whole podcast episode in sunglasses? I mean, I look way fucking cooler if I wear sunglasses. It matches my blue fucking hair. You want to talk about that? I've been talking about it all over Twitter. Fuck with me, honestly. Just because. Why not? It's just one of those things I like to do that just is... Just because. Life is so... Some people make life so dark and disgusting and just awful. Why not just do something that makes you happy? That's what... Honestly, it's just a fucking hair color. I don't give a fuck. Anyway... I just want to, yeah, my original intention when starting podcasting and starting to interact more with wrestling people was just to have some fun, make people smile, make people laugh. That's still my clear goal. That's still what I want to do. That's still what I intend on doing. That's still what I'm hoping that I'm doing. But yeah, this is just, the Josh Robinson Show in general is just nonsense anyway, so why not continue to have nonsense? Why not continue to produce nonsense, I guess is what I'm trying to get across. Anyway, like I said, it's been an interesting couple of days, but if I can take away with what I've noticed is the amount of people that actually care about what I'm doing or what anyone is doing and just here to support, and that's really nice. So I feel like it's necessary for me to give back to you guys in a sense, and just, I don't think I could ever truly repay anybody for the help that everyone has given, just a tweet, just a DM, just a whatever this weekend, I should say, in just being like, yes, we're here, we love you, we support you, we want you all to succeed, and that's something that's really nice, within the community and stuff like that. So, you know, let's just move forward as a community, as we should. Everyone knows the kind of deal with this show by this point, as in, I record this on a Tuesday, I upload this on a Tuesday, I edit this on a Tuesday. It's a pretty stupid method, I know. I probably should give myself a few days to edit this, especially now that you're watching it. And if you haven't been keeping up with everything that I'm doing, yes, this is also a video cast. You can watch and listen along. Yeah, whatever you prefer. If you prefer to go on YouTube, just search Josh Robinson 00, go to my link tree, it's all in the description below, and you can watch the show. If you prefer just to listen, it makes really no difference. You can listen or watch, whatever you need to do. Now that, you know, I'm truly, I guess, in a sense, independent, I guess, is that's weird to kind of state it that way, but I guess that I'm now truly independent with everything that I do, I'm in ratting my brain now of going, how do I keep continuing to evolve and move forward with everything now? Wrestling Reverb is not under any umbrella, and I just want to state now to everybody, it's always going to remain this way. I kind of just want to remain under my own kind of my own I want to be driving my own train at this point. Not to say that the people within the former members of Brainbuster Radio are not my friends and we're not close still, because we're closer than ever. We're still going to continue doing pretty much everything is going to be the same. But I have a few ideas going around, and you know, I've been going back and forth on maybe I should put Wrestling Reverb and the Josh Robinson Show on the same feed. Maybe I should have everything just under one umbrella. Maybe I should start producing a website. Maybe I should start doing other things. As you know, with my YouTube content lately, I'm doing a few different things lately, and it's starting to really, I feel like I'm trying to find my mark, find my spot, find my kind of little tight niche of what I want to do. And I just feel like I'm on a zone of doing more some stuff that I want, some stuff that people want, and just finding the balance and the mix. And that's really, really where my headspace is at the moment. I'm still having a lot of fun. We're in a wild week of wrestling, as everybody knows, with this premiere week, and we got AEW coming up and everything like that. So it's a big week. It's a lot of fun this week. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to take in. So this show doesn't need to be a show that you need to think about too much. That's what the kind of mindset behind this was. And that's what kind of I've heard from you guys, in that what you like and some of the favorite stuff that I do is just silliness, silly nonsense and stuff like that. And I just feel like it's my, not obligation, but I feel like it's necessary for me just to be a little bit like, this week, because of everything that transpired and stuff like that. So that's what this is. As you can tell, I don't really have much of a plan. I went on Google before and I was like, oh, let's get an idea for this episode of the podcast and kind of do that. So something that I truly love, and this is actually an idea from Conrad Cushman of the EPW show, which is still going forward, by the way. You can go to his Twitter, you'll find him, you know where to find him at this point. And he kind of said, maybe I should take a 90s quiz. But then I just kind of evolved that idea and being like, I love the 90s. What's some things about the 90s that I was born in the 90s. I was born in 1995, so I'm a 90s baby. But by the time I was really, you know, able to vaguely remember things and start to really find who I was as a person, obviously that was in the early to mid 2000s and the later 2000s. Like, the 2000s is really when I found out who Josh Robinson was, I guess. So I guess in a sense that I am a 90s baby, but I don't really know that much about the 90s. Scratch that. I know stuff about the 90s, but I didn't really feel like I lived in the 90s because I don't really remember the 90s. All I know is that personally, I'm obsessed with the 80s. I love the 80s. I just think the clothes, the music, I love 80s new wave music. My God, like a lot of Duran Duran and stuff like that. Like, I love that kind of music. And I'm personally fascinated by the 80s, but the 90s was really, if you look at, you know, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, even before and after, but the 90s was really a big transitional time. We went from kind of the colorful time of the 70s and 80s into this kind of darker, but not in a bad sense, way that the 90s went, and then we've kind of evolved into, it's night and day different what it is with kids now and just the youth of now. I mean, I'm not old by any stretch of the mean, but I certainly ain't a teenager anymore. So there's certain things that I'm just like, what is going on? I wasn't doing that when I was 16 and stuff like that. But it seems to be that what I love about the 80s personally is just that it's very bright. It's very vibrant. It seems to be a time of finding a lot of technology to the 80s, and kind of when we went into the 90s, it was really maybe discovering the technology side of things and the vibrant of the 80s, and then in the 90s, it was more learning this kind of stuff into the 2000s. I mean, it certainly wasn't like you're walking around on like one of these in the 90s. That wasn't really a thing in the 90s. So, but I love how eras have changed over time. Just, you can tell that eras have changed and we've kind of evolved with the times, but things are still the same in some ways, if anyone understands what that means. But, anyway, Conrad gave me this idea of, like, the 90s and taking a quiz on the 90s and evolving that idea. And I'm just like, if I took a quiz on the 90s, I don't think I'd be that good. But I kind of wanted to go through what were some of the. I'm looking at my phone, by the way. I'm not being like a little idiot. What are some of the 90s highlights? This is. I always ask this every week in the comments below if you're watching on YouTube or on my Twitter at JoshRobinson00 or in the reviews or wherever you want to, get in touch with me. You know how to. What's your favorite part of the 90s? What's your favorite part of the 80s? Give me some eras. Give me some highlights personally, or just stuff that you liked or didn't like or whatever it is in relation to the 80s, to the 90s, to the noughties, whatever it may be. Let me know below because I love to talk to you guys in the comments and stuff like that and just get your opinion on this kind of stuff because it's fascinating to me. I love learning about everything of about your minds and how it works. And I like to see the world in many different ways than just through my eyes. And that's what I kind of want from you guys, I guess. So I typed in 90s highlights, and of course, it gives me actual highlights. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see, but it gives me actual highlights in people's hairs. I guess I'm not even going to continue on with that, but I guess the 90s was really. You look at sitcoms in the 90s. I'm seeing Jennifer Aniston there. I mean, Friends was huge in the 90s. I'm going to do an episode devoted to Friends very soon of the Josh Robinson show because it's a culturally changing and culturally significant show, in my opinion. I think it's the greatest sitcom of all time. That may be a little bit debatable with Seinfeld or whatever it is, but I personally think that Friends is the greatest sitcom of all time. Now, it's not my personal favorite show of all time. It's probably my second. Parks and Recreation is my first, my favorite show of all time. I think I've talked about Parks and Rec before. I just think it, for me and my kind of way of humor and my way of thinking, and just the kind of Parks and Rec to me is a show that you can sit down and mindlessly watch. I don't really have to think about it too much. Now, before anyone comes at me and talks about The Office at me, I have personally never really got into The Office. I've tried to watch The Office, and I just personally have never gotten into it. I've always liked Parks and Rec more. I'm not a big Steve Carell guy. I'm sorry. It's just not my. He's not my cup of tea. A lot of people say that when I say I'm not a big Will Ferrell guy, because he's just not my cup of tea. Step Brothers is a movie that I've never gotten into because of Will Ferrell. I'm not trying to be argumentative or, get everyone to unfollow me because I'm sure that comment will get people to unfollow me and whatever it may be. But back to Friends and back to the 90s. So Friends to me was like probably, going into the early 2000s from the 90s. I mean, Friends started in 1994, I believe. So it was really at its peak in the late 90s, mid to late 90s. So it's pretty cool, that we still talk about Friends 25 years later. I think it is the greatest sitcom of all time, probably the greatest 90s show of all time. That is always subjective as anything. Opinions are opinions, but what is the best 90s sitcom or 90s television show in your opinion? Let me know below or on Twitter or wherever. You know the deal by this time. Now, I just wanted to touch briefly on the. I talked about the support earlier, and I just wanted to give some shout outs to a few people that kind of went out of their way to. I'm going to talk from my point of view. Went out of their way to help me because there is people that just went out of their way, and I'm going to forget some people, and I apologize. But everyone that DM'd me, tweeted at me, tweeted for Brainbuster Radio members in the sense of like a group tweet or just. Whatever it may be, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. I appreciate it all. People like Ditz. Ditz, to me, is one of the coolest dudes on wrestling Twitter. I genuinely consider him my friend, and he's gone out of his way several times to help me. And I just want to say that I just wish that wrestling Twitter was full of people like Ditz because he's funny, he's cool, he's an asshole. He knows what I mean by that. He went out of his way to make sure that I was personally okay in all of this and the team in general. Foul. Fowl went out of his way to make a podcast on this, and it was very eye-opening, it was very real, and it was very honest, and I appreciate Fowl for that, and I love Fowl. Fowl knows that, Fowl calls me his little buddy, and I just love Fowl to bits. I think Fowl is a very real person, and I think, again, more people need to be like Fowl. He leads by example, and he's a very good person. I genuinely want to thank Fowl. There's so many more that I know that I'm going to, and my mind, of course, right now is going completely blank. Get Show Wrestling Podcast. They have been nothing but nice to me in just the sense of, like, thank you. Thank you for helping me and making sure that I'm okay in all of this situation and the team and everything like that. To every single member of the former Brainbuster Radio Pack, Queen, JPQ, Luke, Headlock Talk, Mags, Paul, Kevin, obviously, Conrad. Am I missing someone? No. Everybody, thank you. I love you guys to bits. We are not separating in any mean of the, just in any mean of the word, we're not separating. We're just not under that formal umbrella anymore, which is, it's disappointing, of course, but it's may be a blessing in disguise. We don't know. We all get to move independently on, and focus on, you know, creating good content, because that's what we're best at, the whole bunch of us. It's just been an interesting couple of days. It hasn't been bad. Well, obviously it's been bad, but there's been some positive out of it, like the support and stuff like that. And just the outlook that I'm trying to take on this is just moving forward, keep creating good content, and just keep on keeping on, you know? Just keep on keeping on. Making people smile, making people laugh. That's the kind of gist of it. I ain't a drama person. I ain't a confrontational person unless it's needed. As you can tell, my cold is still here. I'm still kind of a little bit, you know, bleh from that. But I feel a lot better. I sound a lot better. And I wasn't missing this today. Not in this weekend. Not in this week. Everything. Me, my sunglasses, and my blue hair aren't going anywhere. Very happy. I'm just grateful for the time that I had with Brainbuster Radio. Luke mentioned on the tweet that I made yesterday asking some suggestions. He said a Brainbuster retrospective, or if I was to take over Brainbuster, what would I do? In a weird alternate world, if I was to take over Brainbuster, it would fail. I am not the type of person that's a fantastic leader. I don't mind leading, but I just don't think I could contain that much and just be able to make it work, because it's not easy to do that kind of stuff. It's a lot of moving parts that you got to deal with and stuff like that. Brainbuster retrospective, if some of my favorite episodes that I've ever done of Wrestling Reverb is under the Brainbuster umbrella, but more importantly, it's the friendships that I made from Brainbuster and the exposure that I got from Brainbuster and the growth that I've made in myself as a podcaster, as a content creator. All is attributed to the fact of these people helping me and these people going out of their way to make time for me, because no one had to, none of us had to, but we all genuinely care. We still care, and we're still here to make good content. That's the best thing about this, is that we're still here to make good dang content. So on that note, I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but I just wanted to ramble for 20 minutes or so, half an hour or so, whatever this time is at, because I just am genuinely grateful, I'm genuinely happy, and it's just, yeah, it is what it is. It is fun, it is cool, I love this, I love doing all of this, I ain't stopping. Next time you'll hear me is on Wrestling Reverb on Friday. You just have to make sure to find Wrestling Reverb. You go to my link tree in the description or in the whatever, on my Twitter, you'll see it, linktree.com/JoshRobinson00. You can find all the links to Wrestling Reverb, and that's how you can listen to Wrestling Reverb from now on. So it's not really that much different. It's just a little bit of a redirect of a link. That's all you got to do. But please continue to support what I do. I'm here. I thank everyone for helping me. And I'm going to keep coloring my hair. What color next? I was thinking like pink. I've done purple. Maybe like a bright yellow, a bright red. Who fucking knows? Let me know in the comments below. You got a lot to write in the comments below. I'm just telling you, let me know in the comments below. What fucking color should I do next? Because I'm just here to... If I can make anyone smile out of it, that's my job well done. Continue rate this podcast 5 stars. Continue to leave a like and a sub on my YouTube. I'm only like 20 subscribers or 10, 13, 15, something like that. Subscribers away from 100. I'll do something cool at 100. Maybe like a Q&A, maybe a giveaway, maybe something like that. I got a lot of stuff in the works for my YouTube with, you know, Road to WrestleMania that I've been doing. And I'm going to do some more like cooking videos and stuff like that. Because I know that you love watching me cook because it's just terrible. I'm terrible at it. I mean, if you have any ideas of what I should do for videos or what I should do for gaming content, what I should do for this, what I should do for Reverb, please let me know because that's the only way I know what you guys want. And that's the only way I can grow is to for feedback from you guys. So please, please, please leave me any kind of comment that you feel is necessary. I do not mind. I appreciate everybody. I love you all. Please remember, I've never really just wanted to say this more. In closing for this episode, please be kind to one another because it is very, very important that you be kind to one another. Also, I'm going to leave a link. I promised that I was going to make you smile. I absolutely promised that I was going to make you smile. So I'm going to leave a link in the description of this podcast on YouTube, everything. Just I'm going to leave a link to something that I did when I was like 14 years old in school at a thing called Muso Magic. It is very embarrassing, but I just need to make you guys laugh. I need to make you smile. Laugh at me. Laugh at my expense. I do not mind. It is fine. I can take the banter. I like banter. I'm going to leave a link. It is a song that I sang. I was a part of. I was the lead soloist. I was selected. Again, 14-year-old Josh with frosted blonde tips. Get on that in the description below. I love you all, and please be kind to one another online. It is very important in this time just to be kind to one another. I will see you guys on Reverb, and if you don't listen to Wrestling Reverb, I will see you next week on The Josh Robinson Show. I love you all. Peace out.